Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you from Chomot Yerushalayim, daf Samach Zayin, and guess what? We're holding on the very first word of the daf. Perfect timing. So yesterday we were talking about these various illnesses that we can address in these what appear to be magical ways. We discussed the various shitot about what consists of magic. We'll review a little bit more later on today when the Gemara discusses the list of braitot of Darkei Amori. And we were in the middle of talking about fevers. So we were talking about a fever, a one-day fever that comes every day. And today we talk about a fever that hits you every 3 days. Ooh, I made a mistake, you know. It wasn't the first word in the daf. So it comes every 3 days, is the way Rashi understands it. The thing to do then is to take light a shiva silva and bring seven thin branches from seven different palm trees, Mishiva Dikli, bring seven thin pieces of wood, like toothpicks, tzivi, Mishiva Kishuri, that you break off of seven beams, bring seven sichi, Mishiva Kishuri, seven pegs that you take out of seven bridges, which cause seven accidents, but forget about that, Mishiva Katimi, Mishiva Tanuri, bring seven piles of ash, out of seven different ovens, Mishiva Afre, Mishiva Sanre, and bring also the, from underneath, remember the way that they used to have the door hinge work was a way that we still use today in swinging doors, where the hinge goes directly into the ground. So beneath the area where the hinge swings, take out the dirt from under there, that has these special properties, seven different doors. Vishiva Kufri, Mishiva Arbi, bring seven tar deposits from seven different boats, and of course you always need Shiva Buni Kamuni. Shiva Buni Kamuni has seven handfuls of cumin. We find that coming up very, very often in these remedies. Shiva Buni Kamuni, never miss that. And then we need Shiva Bini, Midikna Nakava Sabi. You need seven hairs from an old dog's beard. Now you tie this all together, let Sarina Bechalala Devet Savara, put it in a place where it fits right in your throat, against your neck, under your Adam's apple, but near a barka with a thread that is made out of hair. One Rabbi Yochanan, Leishta Tzmirat, if you're really burning up, maybe like a malarial fever, Leishko Sakina de Kutuparsala, take an entirely metal knife. It shouldn't have anything on it from other materials. Veleza Veicha Vardina, go to a place where there's a low growing bush. Likta ben Yira Barka, and tie to it a hair, a string that's made out of hair. And Yumakama Lichrot Beipurta, the first day, you make a notch in it, and you say the pasuk that was said by Moshe Rabbeinu at the sneh. So this vardin is like a sneh. Vayira malach Hashem elav b'labat eish mitoch hasneh, vayar v'nei hasneh bo'er ba'eish v'hasneh ninu hukal. The next day you come back, and you make another notch. And you say, vayomer Moshe asura na'vereh tamareh ha'gadol hazeh madua lo yivar hasneh. Then the third day you come back, and you make again, and you say the next pasuk, Vayar Hashem kisar lirot. Kisar lirot is a remez of the fever goes, sar, so it leaves. Omele Ravach, Breda Rova, the Ravashi. I understand. I mean, it's so clear that the next pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, is like the perfect thing to say, which is Al Tikrav Halom, which you're telling the illness, don't you dare get near me. So why do you say that? You're right. Let's change the order of here. You should not be sitting and eating in the middle of here. Yuma Kama Lema. Vayar Malach Hashem Elav. And you say, and also Vayomer Moshe Asura. The next day you say Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirot. And the third day you say Al Tikrav Halom. And then the chipasak way after the illness stops, then lead the table lipsiket, then bend that bush down and cut it, and you say to it like this, Hasneh Hasneh, Lav Mishum de Gaviet Bikolilani Ashaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Shchite Alaka. It wasn't because you were greater and taller than the other trees that God put his Shechina in you for Moshe. Elam Mishum de Mayakta Mikolilani Ashaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Shchite Alaka. It was because you were lower, made yourself lower than other trees, and therefore, in the same way that the fire saw Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and ran the other way, should my internal fever, which is a fire, look at me, and run away from me too. Again, this is all a lachash. Now, Lesimbuta. Symptoms is a type of a wart. You say like this. Now, these words don't make any sense. They're just a incantation. So you say, Baz, Bazye, Mas, Masye, Kas, Kase, Sharloi, Varmaloi, are the Malachim, the Shtalchumi, Aras, Dom. And again, Rashi says that there was no such thing, there were no such Malachim. It's just part of the incantation. Lasar Shekhinah Ki'ivina, I'm not sure how to read this, whether this is a name of a different thing, and if you need to cure the Shekhinah Ki'ivin, which are other Shekhinah, and that's the way some read it. I personally think that it's part of the first piece. So that's Lasar Shekhinah Ki'ivin. We're sent Mi'ar Sedom, and one of the things that we're meant to do was Lasar Shekhinah Ki'ivin. Bazach, Bezich, Baz Bezich, Maz Bezich, Kamon Kamich, Einech Bech, stick with your own color, Einech Bech, Atrech Bech, stick to your own place. Zarech Kikalut, and any attempts that you have to spread, you cancerous monster. It should be like a kalut, like a pirda, the lo para velo ravia, kach lo tifre velo tarpe begufi de ploni bar ploni. The kippah. Now they used to use this for wearing the wrong type of yarmulke. So, but in those days it was for the kippah, was if a shade attacked you and took over your personality, or it could be also a blister, so a lot of blisters, maybe an allergic breakout. Two different approaches that Rashi brings. Lemahoki. Cherev shalufa v'kela natusha. Lo shemei yochav chulin machovin. Okay. Again, doesn't really make much sense. Leshida. Now, if for a shade, you want to get rid of a shade. These are very good if you're running a business of, what do they call those? Ghostbusters.
What are you going to
call? Ghostbusters. So, Lemahoki. Havit tapakik, tapakik havit. Laita. Accursed. Tavur meshumat, you bartit, you bartame, you bartine. Kisham gaz bere gaz vistamoi. Now, if you got a shade in your bathroom, those are hard to get rid of. That you got to use a particular incantation for. Lemahoki. Al kakafi de ari, right on the head of the lion. And usi de guriata, right on the nose of the lioness, or on the baby lions. Ashkakta meshidoi bar sherikoi panda, that's the name of the shade. And I went to a mishra de karate, a row of leeks in the field, and I beat him up. Hafte balua de chamra chatarte, busted him with a lechi of a chamor. Anyway, getting on with the mishnah. B'nei melachim bizagim. So we said that the b'nei melachim are allowed to go out with these little bells as decorations, and it isn't only b'nei melachim, but the ruach hakadosh. Who is that? My the Amar, I'm Rabbi Hoshaya. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim." So since Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, and he said, "What do we need to know?" Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. He said before that the general rule is, unless it's a member of a completely different set, like women maybe are different species, but as far as other, you know, the roim, I mean, what's the difference between b'nei melachim? So the problem over here, the Rishonim say, is that if it's someone that's an oni and cannot look at himself as being ra'ui for this type of thing, he'll always take it off to show. Or he may take it off as embarrassing. That's inappropriate for him. And therefore, we need to know who is the Man D'Yoma that says that B'nai Yisrael think of themselves subconsciously as princes, as B'nai Malachim. And therefore, on the contrary, they wear it proudly and they would wear it with chashivut. And that's Rabbi Shimon, what's called Yisrael B'nai Malachim.
Nation of presence. Nation of presence. Presence.
President?
Yeah.
Those are B'nai Malachim? President?
Every Jew thinks he's the president.
Oh, I see. Well, don't say that around our president.
They even have their own conference of presidents, right?
Yeah, for sure. So all Yisrael of B'nai Malachim. Rava says you don't need to come on to that. Because just like we said before when we were talking about various problems that we were afraid, especially with bells, they would be taken off, that it's talking about the Orid B'chsuto. It's talking about where it's actually woven into the ksut. And we said before that kol orug, they would make any gezeira. And that was one of the double meanings of that rule. So here too, it's Orid B'chsuto, v'divrei hakol. Well, our president has not arrived as yet, and so I will do the honors. They had a minhag that if somebody would have an ear infection or pain in the ear, they would take an almost invisible egg of a locust, the chargul locust, and put it in the ear. And b'shem shu'al, We'll see what that was used for. It's actually for sleep disorders of various types. They would use the tooth of a fox and a masmer min hatzaluv. The best way is taking a nail from the gallows, and you use that. We'll see again what that's for. And you're allowed to wear those things on Shabbat because people believed that they were effective refuot, So you can't even wear that during the week because that's superstition. And it's Rishum Darkei HaAmori. And what are all these things born for, says the Gemara? Well, Yotzim Bebeitzat HaChargu, the Avdei L'Shechla, that's made for earaches. You put that in the ear. B'Shein Shel Shu'al, what do you do with that? A fox tooth. Well, that's Avdei L'Shinata, that's used for sleep problems. You use a live shu'al for somebody who sleeps too much, and you use a dead shu'al for somebody who can't fall asleep. Where is Richie when you need him? What exactly does that do? That's avidi lazirpa. That is good for inflammation around the site of a wound, and wearing that prevents infections. Mishum refu'ah divrei Rabbi Meir. So Abaye v'Rava Amar Tava Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refu'ah Ein Bo Mishum Darkei HaAmori. Anything which has a direct medical impact cannot have a din of Darkei HaAmori. Now we mentioned yesterday Machloket Rishonim as to whether that means that if it doesn't have a clear natural modality, that by definition it's Darkei HaAmori, which is Rabbeinu Yonah Shita. Or it just means then it depends. It depends on your anecdotal evidence. It depends if people believe that it has a natural function or they believe that they are accessing some type of weird supernatural thing. If they believe it's supernatural, then it becomes Darkei HaAmori. If they believe that there's a natural power, just that it's we don't yet understand the way that it works, then it doesn't necessarily have Darkei HaAmori. But it may also not be considered to be refuah in terms of being the equivalent, maybe of a, as we said before, a kamiya that's not mumcha. So it may not be Darkei HaAmori, but it hasn't proven itself to be effective, and therefore you wouldn't be able to wear it on Shabbat. So we would have two completely different dargas. Okay, and as we mentioned also the Rambam, who talks about the way that we don't really have clear information. He says even the actual controlled experiments only show you statistical variations, and therefore they're not all that substantial. It's amazing the way he defines this. He says even real experiments are not all that persuasive. Koshkin anecdotal evidence, but nonetheless, if you're doing it because of anecdotal evidence, you believe that there's grounds enough, but that's not Mishum Refuah. That would just be Mishum Darkei Segula. Therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to be over any Isurim. So if somebody has a belief that something or other cures cancer, so for him it's Sekhonos Nefashos, it's Shabbos, and the question is, can he carry this thing around on Shabbos? Or it's treif, like the case in the Gemara about eating the liver of a dog and things like that. So is that considered to be, it's actually a diaphragm, it's the tarpash of the kavna. Are you allowed to eat something treif? No, unless there's some level of mumchiyot or evidence that it's a refuah, you can only be over in the Isur Drabonan, or the way the Rambam understands the sugya of carrying, apparently, I mean, he doesn't explain it, but other Rishonim do, that it doesn't really matter whether it works or not. It only matters if you believe it works. If you believe it works, that becomes the derech of carrying it, so the melech becomes a derech of malbush. Okay, in any event, so what Rabbi Rav is saying, if Yesh B'Mishum Refuah, it doesn't matter whether other people believe in it as a superstition, because as Heinlein pointed out, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, and therefore the people who believe it's magic, you know, it's their problem, but you're doing it because it's high technology. So that's okay. And then we have a question whether the level beneath that is also or not. That's Machlokas. Now, does that mean, asks the Gemara, that if something doesn't have a natural modality, that means that it would be Darkei HaAmori? And this seems to be a riot of Rabbeinu Yonah. This becomes the more comfortable discussion. So how do you explain the fact that the Braita says that if a tree is dropping fruit early, ilan shemeshir perotav, what you do is you soak robesikra, paint it red. That's ridiculous. Vitano Bhavanim, you put a pile of stones, heavy stones, hanging from it. So I understand the thing about the stones, because one way of looking at dropping the fruit is that this tree is a bit overactive, it's got too many hormones, and we got to give it a way of getting out its energy, so we can't exactly tell it to run around the block 15 times. Trees have a hard time with that. So what we do is we're Tohano Bhavanim to cool it down a bit, you know. So Bishleim Tohano Bhavanim, because it can't leak Hushchela. You want it to lose a little bit of its strength in lifting weights. But what's this Sokro Basikra? That's silly. My Refuaka of it. That's got to be superstition. So how come it the bride has Matir? No. You're not Sokro Basikra to think that that cures anything. You're Sokro Basikra to identify it as a tree in pain. You want people to walk by and say, oh my gosh, that poor tree. I will pray for it. Why does the Torah say that a Mitzorah needs to call out that he's Tameh? Because Sarich Lodia Tzarol Rabim. Other people have to know that you're in pain. For Rabim Yevakshol Avrachamim, which will cause them to respond empathetically. And when people were sensitive, they would feel exactly the same way about a tree. So if this tree has a Tzorah, you'll pray for the tree. Why wouldn't I want this tree to be healed? Om Ravina, Kamanta Lina Kufse Badikla, Kihaitana. And there's also, we do for a palm tree that is losing its dates, they would hang, what do they call the leftovers from the cluster, you know, that is like a broom? There's a special word for it. But anyway, they would hang the cluster remnants on it. What other people should know? So why isn't that us? Because that's Kihaitana. It's exactly the point. It's an identification of the tree, and it's not a refuah. Now, Tani Tana Bepirkei Amori, Kamei Rabbi Yehoram, there's a whole set of brightot in the Tosefta of Shabbos that defines a list of things that are Darkei Amori. And there he was saying over all of these brightot in front of Rabbi Yehoram. And remember that the meaning of Tani Tana is the real meaning of Tana, even though we refer to that period as the period of the Tanaim. The real meaning of a Tana is a computer database. So they used to say, were people that were Bekiim to be able to say over the Mekoros of the Mishnayos and the various Braitot, and they would often come to different Batei Midrash and say over, both to check the veracity of their memory here with what they were saying over, and also to remind people of the various Seder of the Braitot. So he was saying this in front of Rabbi Baravin, and Rabbi Baravin told him, look, everything that you've told me over is true, but one thing not. Kulu itpo mishum darkem, or all of these things indeed are also lokal maisa. Lavar mihani, except for the following, where somebody who has a bone stuck in his throat, nish yeshu etzem bigrono, nevi mioto amin, you take the same type of bone. So if it's a chicken bone, you take a chicken bone. If it's a bone from a different animal, you bring that bone, and you put it on the guy's forehead, and you say the following. Chad, chad, nachid, go down, down, blah, blah, nachid, chad, chad. That's an incantation that references to swallowing, getting into your throat. And that is inbo mishum darke amori, and le'idro, which is for a fishbone, le'ma haki, you should say, nin atztake machat, nin altake tris, you've gotten stuck in there like a needle, you're closing up my throat like a tris. Shia, Shia, get down, smooth away. Now this, I mentioned yesterday that the Ma'aril, who put a cherem on using any of the refuahs in the Gemara, says there's only one refuah that you could use, because everybody uses it and it always works, and therefore for sure that's not a problem, and that would be this one, the Chat Chat Nachis, with the bones, and of course in Barnea's neighborhood, of course they use this all the time, and naturally Barnea sees this working. As I say, he sacrificed a cousin or two for it, but what can you do? Omer, somebody who says, God gedi, usnuk lo, ashki obushki. Now, the word God was once used as the name of, we would say, the gods, meaning my mazel. So they would actually use God gedi. That means let my mazel get up there and never come down. Don't be tired. Usnuk lo, whether it's day or night. So it's an incantation. Yesh b'mishum darkei amori. But you say what darkei amori? God is the name of an avodah zarah. God ain't a loshon avodah zarah. Shema orchim legad shulchan. So you set up your mizbeach to God. So anytime you say the word God, it's a reference to the name of an idol. Therefore, you'd be over on an issur d'oraita, not just on darkei amori. Hu bishma v'hi bishmo. Now, what they used to do is to protect themselves from various shadim, mazikim. The man and his wife would reverse their names to confuse the shadim, who might get jealous of their lovemaking. So she would call him by her name, and he would call her by his name. That would confuse any shade. And you wouldn't know what generation you're living in, you know. So if you do that, yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. If somebody says, Donu Dani, hey, barrels, be strong, so that his barrels of wine don't break, yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's worse than that. Dan's the name of an avodah zara. Shneimar hanishbaim bashmat shomron v'amru, chai Elohei Chadan. So that's clearly a reference to some type of chai Elohei Chadan. Chai is the only type of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'omer la'orev, tzrach. Somebody used to believe that an orev would bring messages and tells you good things. You tell an orev, tzrach, or you tell an urvata, shariki, and turn your tail to me so it should be a good message. Very superstitious. Ha'omer shachatu tarnagol zeh, shekara arvit. Shech the chicken or the hen, it is calling out at night. It's got its time mixed up. Clearly, something's got into it. Something's bad got into it. Yeah. Any shinoi, which is fascinating, because this particular is incredible. This particular thing about shechting a tarnagol that cries out at night appears in the Rav Yehuda HaChassid as a tzivui. If there's a tarnagol that calls out, you have to shecht it right away. And everybody said, well, what about the Gemara? The Gemara says, it's usher to shecht it. So many say he must have had the opposite girsa. There's a brilliant teretz from Rav Engel who says that the pshat is like this. The only isser is if you shecht it because of darkei ha'amori. But if you shecht it because of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, there's no iser. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid knew that everybody was doing this and that they were all being nikshal. Therefore, he was mitzav everyone. I'm telling you, you have to listen to me, my tzava, and you have to do this. That way, yesh perushin da'akim. Okay. Eshtevotir. Somebody who's drinking and he says, I'm drinking, believing over. Do you hear that wine? So that way there will be a bracha left over to grow yesh perushin da'akim ha'amori. We've got these little chicks. So there was a minhag that they would break, either they would actually break eggs against the wall, you know, that way the chicks would know that at least the competition's not there. The other shot was that when the eggs crack open, the chicks come out, they would stick the eggs up on the wall to make the chicks feel comfortable, you know. But that's really superstition. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'amori. There were other minhagim, what you do in front of Efrochim to make them happy. So you'd be megis b'fnei Efrochim, or mirakedet, as we'll see. Somebody who would boil things in front of Efrochim, somebody who would dance in front of the Efrochim, or there was a minhag to count 71 Efrochim, and all of these things would help b'shvil shelo yamutu. All of these things have darkei ha'amori. Somebody who's making that cheese spread, and in making the cheese spread, she does a little dance. There's a special jig for getting cheese spread to taste really good, to ferment properly. Or when she's boiling up adashim, okay, nobody say anything. That way, the adashim will boil up better. Or people who talk to their plants, oh no, it doesn't say that one. Or mitzavacha v'grisin. Mitzavacha v'grisin, she shouts when she's boiling up grisin. In all of these cases, these are superstitious things. Then there's also this weird thing of urinating in front of a boiling pot that's supposed to boil. That makes it boil up faster. That's also darkei ha'amori. But you are allowed to put a kisam of tut into the pot, which causes the boiling to come faster because of it changes the chemical composition. You put shivrei zechuchit b'k'teira, or you could put broken pieces of glass, which cause the bubbling faster. B'shvil shetit bashel meira. The Chachamim say, out of your mind, putting glass in it. You can't do that anytime. What if you miss a piece of the glass? Turn around, Bonner. No, t'nin bol shel melach l'toch haner. How do you like that? B'shvil shetit ta'ir. You're allowed to take some salt and put it inside the oil of a ner, because that makes the oil thinner, and that way you get the flame goes higher, and lights better, and you could put tit v'charsit, which cool off the oil, tachat, on there, and that way it burns more slowly, because obviously the colder the oil is, the more vicus it becomes, the more difficult it is for it to go up the ptila. So that shetamtin v'tadlik, and it'll burn longer. Omer of Zutra, I'm on the mirse shraga the mashka. If you cover over in our closed menorahs, obviously we do it for the purpose of it's not blowing out. But normally if you do such a thing and you would put it inside of a sealed glass, what you do is you heat up the whole area. If you heat up the whole area, it burns faster. And therefore you're wasting fuel. And if you add oxygen to a neft kind of light, megali nafta, that way, those things, see, if you add oxygen to the light of oil, it really doesn't make much difference. Because anyway, it doesn't oxidize that rapidly, but neft oxidizes very rapidly. If you give it more oxygen, it's going to burn more fuel for no reason. So then, ka'avar mishum bal tashrit, in either of these cases, you're influencing the way in which the lamp is burning, ruining the use of the fuel, and wasting energy is an isser of bal tashrit. Remember that, gentlemen. Leave the lights on when they're meant to be turned off. Leave the air conditioning on. Leave the ear on. And you're over on bal tashrit. When you say, chamra v'chaya lefum rabbanan, wine and life to the mouths of the rabbanan, you're handing out all the liquor to the kids to make them get drunk. No, once Rabbi Akiva made a party for his son, and on every coast that he was maybe, he said, why did he reverse it? So some say, because older Rabbanan were older. So they, for older people, it's as if you're over 40, so then wine is better for you than bread. You should change the amounts that you eat. Less bread, you get less of a belly, but wine helps you. It helps your mind and so on. And that, of course, is nowadays cholesterol problems and so on. Red wine, that's great. So chamra v'chaye, he said first the chamra, then the chaye. But when he was talking about lofum tami dehon, there he said chaye v'chamra. And the other explanation is, if you know how to handle your wine, it's chamra v'chaye. If your kids lofum tami dehon, it better be chaye v'chamra first. And that way they'll know the correct order in which to put their wine. Hadron alar bama isha yotza. And at last, we get to a little bit of something other than hutzah. I mean, the entire mesechta up until now is I never tire of pointing out to you. And the entire mesechta after this parak, right from the middle of this parak, is about hutzah. So is the next mesechta. It's about hutzah. Which makes a little bit moot Dosis' opening question of why do we begin with Yitziyot HaShabbat? I mean, it makes it seem almost weird. That's a much better question to ask. But we're finally getting to the first time we discussed the Malachas of Shabbos. What do you think about that? Kalal Gadol Amru B'Shabbat. I know you can't wait to hear, but we're going to wait till tomorrow. Amru Avuna. Laishta tilta light the shiva silui mishiva diklev shiva tzivi mishiva kishure shiva siki mishiva kishure shiva katimi mishiva tanure shiva afri mishiva sanre shiva kufri mishiva arbe and don't forget the shiva bunikamunis and shiva bini midikta the kalva sava vatsanina bakalala vatsavora venira barka. Amr Yochanan, laishta tmirata lishka sakina dukula parza valaisa laicha di kavardina valiktar be nira barka human kamalikra be porta valaisa. Vayera malach Hashem ilav belabat eish mitoch hasner, etc., etc. Lamachar likra bepurta v'leima, vayomem Moshe asuran avere, lamachar likra bepurta, and sevayashem kisar lirot. Omer l'Ravach, brother of Lavash, I don't get it. You're missing out on the main one. Lema alti krav alam. Oh, you're right. Yuma kama lema vayam alak Hashem ila vayam Moshe asura. Lamarcha lema vayar Hashem kisar. Lamarcha vayam alti krav alam. There we get two sars and one alti krav. The chiposik lay lead the table, leaves the cable in our yasnea snare. La mishum the gaviat me colilani ashri kuchabrikushkin telach. Elamishum the mayachet me colilani ashri kuchabrikushkin telach. Vichyek the chamite ashatel chananimishov azaria. Varikat min kadamui. Kaintach mine ashtale ploni bar plonita. Vetearok min kadamui. Le simpta. Lemar, baz, baz, mas, mas, kas, kas, charloi, armaloi, in malakadish, talchum, yara, de sidon, uli asar, shakinaka, even, bazar, bazir, baz, bazir, mismisir, come on, come in, in, stick to your own atrech, you idiot. Atrech, beg, zar, ke, kolot, ke, pure, the poro, bloravia, kakloti, frevelot, arbebeguf, the ploni, bar ploni. Lekipa, lemar, cherev, shalufa, the kela, natusha, loshma, you have, Cholin machovin, leshida lemachi. Havita de pakik kavit, laita, tovor, meshumat, partina, partina, kishangas, merigas, vastemoi, leshida de betakis lemachi, ar kafe de ari. Veasuse de goraita, ashkafta leshidoi, barsharika panda. I know what to do with them, but be sure I carte hafte. Below the Hamrata Hatarte, Pash, Ubinimalakam Bazagni, Mantana, Omre Vashai, Rebbe Shimoni, Tabakoyes, Robade Belahibe. Therefore, they won't remove it. Rav Amar, Boring Bifusutovati Vreakol, Yotin, Bebezata Kargula, Beshain Shual, Bemas, Memanatsalu, Bishumrefua, Devrabi Meir. What's that good for? That's bait for sleeping disorders. The chaye, lamanda naim too much. And the meta, lamanda lo naim enough. It's all about the fox. Inflammation around the wound. Mishum refua, divi Rabbi Meir. And Abaya Rav Amar Tavayo called about Shishma Mishum Lefua and Mishum Dake Amori, which seems to imply that if you can't figure out that something has a natural way of working, Yeshba Mishum Lefua, Yeshba Mishum Dake Amori. Well, what are you going to do about the bright of Yelancha Mishir Perutav Sokrob Sikrav Toanobav? I mean, now Bishloma, the Toanobav Anim, I could say, has a natural function. Sokrob Sikra, what does that have to do with Refua? That's capital of the energy of Boyle Rachme. It's not Mishum Refua. Kidatani Vatame Tame Yikra, Tsariklo Dia Tsarol Rabim, Rabim Yvakshuel Abrahamim. Omra Vina Kamant Vina Kupse Vatikla, Kiatana. Tani Tana, the Pirke Amori, Amora, Amori, you say, Kaveder Pir Barabi. And he said to him, all of it was true. Kulo ipa mishum darke amari lavar mihani. Misha shu etzim begrona mevimi oto amin. Uminiach la al kadol velem achi. Chad kad nachit. Bala bala nachit chad kad. That ain't bo mishum darke amari. Also la idra le mahachi, which is a fish bone. Nin atzta kamachat nin alta ketris. Shia shia. Ahoyma. God gedit. Usnukla. Not Ashke, not Bushke. Yes, but Mishum Darke Mori. Rabbi Yidomer, it's much worse than that. God means Avodah Zarah. Shamarchim la God Shulchan. Hu Bishma, Vehi Bishmo, Yes, but Mishum Darke Mori. Donu Dani, Yes, but Mishum Darke Mori. Rabbi Yidomer, Eidan Elalashon Avodah Zarah, Shamar Nishbaim Bashmat Shomron, Valmu Chaylo Echad Dan. Omer lo Rev Tzrach, Lurvata Shariki, Vachzir Naiznavayach, Znavek, depending on them. Litova, yes, we should talk more. Omer Shachatu Tanagoze Shakara Arvit, or Tanagola Shakara Gavrit, yes, but we should talk more. Esteve Otir, Esteve Otir, yes, but we should talk more. Habevaka at Beitzim Bakota, Befea Frochim, yes, but we should talk more. Hamegis Befea Frochim, yes, but we should talk more. Hamraketet, Hamoneshim and Vechare Frochim, Bishwashalo Yamutu, yes, but we should talk more. Hamraketet Makuta, Hamishateket Adachim. Somebody's easy. Notim ki sem shel tut v'shivrei zchuchit b'ktera, because that has a natural function. Shotet b'shamera v'chachamim osrim v'shivrei zchuchit at any time. Mipnei ha-sakanan. Tana rabbanan notim bo shom melach l'toch haner b'shvir shetayir v'tadlik v'notim tit v'charsit tachat haner b'shvir shetamtin v'tadlik. Om Rav Zutra, haiman demichse shrag namashcha u'megale nafta k'over mishum bal tashchit. Chamra v'chayel from Rabbanan, en bo bishum darkei amori maase, b'Rabbi Akiva, sh'asom ishte levino, v'al kol kos v'kos sh'avi amar, chamra v'chayel from Rabbanan, chaye v'chamra l'fum Rabbanan, l'fum Talmidei Hon, hadron alach b'mayisha.